Hi, I'm Jonathan Kibblewhite, the operations manager here at KGHL. I rarely do any KGHL on-air work, but today I've made an exception because I'm joined by Dylais Rhys, a fellow Welshman who, like myself, now lives in Montana. Dylais is the opera orchestra conductor for the opera Blodwen by Joseph Parry, composed in 1877 and to be performed at the Nova Theatre in Billings, Montana. So there's a few firsts with this one. This will be the first stage performance of Blodwen in the USA, also the first American company to produce an opera sung in Welsh, and this production will use Dylais Rhys' new chamber version of the orchestration. Dylais, welcome to the mighty 790 KGHL.
Thank you.
So firstly, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from and how you got into this line of work?
How much time do we have? Well, I was born at a very early age in this South Wales town called Caerfyrddin, Carmarthen, where I was born and raised. And I went to college, university in Bangor, North Wales, not Bangor, Maine, and graduated there. And in 1977, I was fortunate to have a scholarship to study at the Peabody Conservatory of Music in Baltimore, Maryland. And that was my introduction to America. Then in 1980, I met my wife-to-be in California. And we got married, lived in Wales, raised three magnificent young men. And then in 2011, moved back, almost like a prenup thing. I felt I wanted to experience life as a musician in America compared to Wales, where you are somewhat of a whale in a goldfish bowl, and here I am a minnow in an ocean of musicians. So I wanted to see if I could make it professionally. And we lived in San Francisco until March 1st, 2018. And coincidentally with the opera, I was offered a month's work at Nova, starting March 1st last year, and as a musician. So that kind of focused the mind, and we are now refugees from California.
So like I said earlier as well, it's your new chamber version of the orchestration. What does chamber version mean?
A chamber version is, chamber is a room in that sense. So what a chamber version means is that the orchestration, which means the way the instruments are written by the composer usually, is reduced from a full orchestra, which is usually about 50 players and very costly. And it was one of my goals to make Blodwen more accessible and performable in smaller venues, was to reduce the orchestration to 13 minimum. And it's just a skill you learn as you train to be a musician. So the orchestra is a minimum 13 players, which means it can be performed at smaller venues with less costs for the production team,
right,
and the like.
So awesome.
That's what a chamber version is.
And like you mentioned, you went to university in Bangor. That's right, just up the road from where I'm from, maybe 30 miles away.
There we go.
So what's the basic plot of this opera? What's it about?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Because
briefly.
Well, it's not a matter of time. It's a matter of logic, because most 19th century romantic operas do not have a logical plot. It's mostly the music, or in Italian, prima la musica, seconda le parole, which means first the music, secondly the words, right, thirdly, if there is a third, is the plot. And like even famous operas like Trovatore, Traviata, the plot is somewhat nonsensical, but involves sort of stock features. There are lovers, pairs of lovers. There's a wedding, which is actually rudely interrupted at the end of Act One. There is going to war. There are hunters. But most importantly, at the end of the opera, there's a denouement where a character thought to have died in battle 20 years ago suddenly reappears and turns out to be Blodwen's father. But really, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But the music is very enjoyable.
Right. And talking about the music, it's entirely sung in Welsh, is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So how do you manage to get people who don't speak Welsh to sing in Welsh?
I know. It's a miracle, to be honest, because I republished the vocal score. The original vocal score had lots of mistakes in it, was about 100 years old, needed updating, and Also, what was underneath the Welsh words in the original score was a horrible, archaic English singing version, and which is always, usually pretty poor. So I replaced that horrible English version with a phonetic version of the Welsh words, an approximation. So this is what the singers are using, especially the chorus. So the chorus are all locals, they're all unpaid, and they are wonderful people, and they have this magnificent "we can do this" attitude, which I've never experienced before, to be honest. So they're learning it like parrots. So they are. So the actual rehearsal is like half a music rehearsal and half a Welsh lesson.
Right. So they don't exactly know what they're saying. They're just.
They do, because I also translate.
Right.
What they're singing about, and if they know what they're singing about in any language, it makes them learn it easier. And in addition, then there's what's called IPA, which is not the beer. It's International Phonetic Alphabet, and professional singers use that version to absolutely nail any unfamiliar language.
Right.
So Welsh, which has like a double L and a CH and things like that, so they can nail that by using IPA. But for the chorus, the majority of them just use the phonetic version, which I created, and it's worked out really well.
Perfect. Well, let's talk about our homeland a little bit, Wales. We come from opposite ends. You from the south, I'm from the north. It's the land of Anthony Hopkins, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Tom Jones, Bryn Terfel, Richard Burton, and of course the famous poet Dylan Thomas, among lots of others. Can you tell us a little bit about Wales? Maybe where it is and a bit about the language?
I'll try. It's the lump sticking out to the left of England. and it's sort of, if you head west, you cross the Irish Sea, you end up in Ireland. If you head east, you cross the border where there should be some patrols and passport check and things like that. And you end up in England. And that's where it is. Population, about 3 million, and the same geographical size as New Jersey. And the language goes back to at least the 6th century, in the sense that 6th century poetry written in Welsh is understandable and readable today.
And I believe it's the most well-preserved of all of the Celtic languages.
Yes, there are 6 Celtic languages, and of the 6, it's the one that's most widely read and spoken today, and is spoken by about 23% fluently, first language. And then the rest of the country then, it depends on their background, education, to what degree they can speak it.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, it's a highly cultured place. To quote from Dylan Thomas in Under Milkwood, thank the Lord we're a musical nation.
Yeah.
And it's worth a visit.
So coming back to Blodwen, why is Blodwen important, and why should people go and see this?
If you are an opera fan and are curious, you should come and see this, because it is the first Welsh opera written by Joseph Parry, who was actually a Welsh-American composer because he was raised in Pennsylvania. And it's historically a milestone in Welsh culture and Welsh music. It's the very first Welsh opera, the only Welsh opera, because he did write 8 more, but it's the one that took off big time. If you love opera, and you won't get another chance, I'm pretty sure, to see a rather different kind of musical operatic experience. There will be English supertitles, by the way. It'll be sung in Welsh, but there will be English supertitles for you to follow along.
Perfect. So, this is going to be showing at the Nova Theatre in Billings, Montana. Where can people go to get more information and maybe buy tickets for this? And how many nights is it going on?
It's opening night is May 10th.
Right.
Gulp, coming up soon. Then there's May 10th, which is a Friday. There's Saturday the 11th. Saturday the 18th, and a matinee at 2 o'clock on Sunday the 19th. So there are 4 performances at the moment. There may be a 5th on the 17th if ticket demand.
We got a lot of demand for tickets.
We'll see.
Maybe you could put on a few more.
We'll see. I'd rather have 4 full houses than partly filled.
Absolutely.
Besides, the venue only holds 100 seats, so it's first come first served. You can get tickets online. I think it's novabillings.org. You can order them online, of course. You can pop into Nova itself on Montana Avenue and buy them there. Tickets are going, so if you want to be there, you've got to make a move and buy a ticket.
Right, well, this is a chance in a lifetime for me, like coming to Billings and meeting another Welshman who also speaks Welsh and doing a production in Billings, Montana. Well, what are the chances? It's slim. Well, I've got my tickets booked. I'll be there on the opening night, right in the front seats.
No singing alone.
But, delighted. It's been a pleasure having you on KGHL, and all the best with this production. As we say in Welsh, diolch yn fawr.
Croeso.